Hey, 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 this is Antoine Royale, Mr. I Think Different. I'm in here with my day one, my brother, Mr. K-Nell Soul.
What's up?
You know, our last segment, man, we was talking about the top 10 R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier, we was just talking about how I started in rap.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, or they know me as Antoine Royale now, I used to rap on the DVDs back then. And my name was Blue Flame. If you look it up on YouTube, type in Blue Flame Freestyle. It's Blue without the E. So it's B-L-U Flame Freestyle. And I got a whole bunch that come up. So I was talking to him. And I was talking about how I started with rap. And I was letting people know how you introduced me to it and how you taught me.
Mm-hmm.
So we was in middle school. And you...
What middle school?
Wanamaker Middle School, North Philly.
You got to rep the
Yeah,
track,
North Philly. 11th and Cecil B. Moore,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So we in school. I remember I got transferred up to your class and all that because I got kicked out of my class.
Man, the bad class.
Yeah. So I meet my man Gambino. That was his name back then. And I see him rapping in the cypher with a... What's the guy? Tory. His name was Wild. Words of Wisdom, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Tory.
Yeah.
North Philly, man.
Shout out to Tory. So... I remember I was watching. I said, man, I could do this. I went home one day, and I wrote a rap and went over it that whole day, and then I brought it back to school. And I rapped it to you. And you was like, yeah, that joint cool, but you got to put, like, punchlines. I'm like, what's punchlines? You was like, metaphors. So I'm like, what is it? And you was like, you got to put something like comparisons, like 245, like a quarter to three.
Or yeah.
I got, just punchlines, like crazy shit. So I'm like, all right. And then I went home and went punchline crazy. Every other bar was a punchline or setup for. I was like,
definitely
a punchline.
Definitely was happy rapper. About being introduced to punch bars.
Yeah. So I was letting people know, like, I took that and I flourished with it. Like, with that, it was like, I don't know. It was just something for me you helped open a door that was for me.
Yeah.
Like, that I didn't know was there. It was like a kick. And it was... I don't know, it was something different for me. So, as I went on, like, I went to high school, I was rapping. It was just like, you know, us as people, like, we're emotional people. They say the most emotional people are, like, artists. Artists are some of the most emotional people. We just convey it in the right way, you know. Instead of, like, physically, we might convey it in music. So, I went on and, you know, went into high school. Then I lost my first battle. I said, fuck it, I ain't gonna quit. I kept going. And then eventually I went on and started battling people. And I was all around the city just battling. And then the DVD era came out with a Big Star. And I wanted to get on them joints so bad. But a lot of times, like, these guys are fraud. They be like, yeah, I'm coming through. Don't ever come through. They put you on a D. They record you, but they'll never put you on a DVD. So my first... John was with my man Squirt. He had the Hood Famous DVD. So his joint was popping in North Philly. And I started running around doing them Jones, rapping on camera, battling. And I remember I was supposed to battle. I got a crazy memory. I was supposed to battle Meek Mill at the time. But at this time, like, this was before Headshot and all that. So we came down to 22nd and Berks or whatever. We was waiting there for a minute, then Squirt got the phone call. He said he had something to do or whatever. So I guess, you know, but to me it was a back band. But that was, you know, we was young. Yeah, I mean, we was young. He probably did have something to do. But I took it on into the DVD era and pushed. And oh, man, that was like an awesome thing. And I appreciate you for that, because I think God set you in my life for a reason, because that opened it. That was like a major key for me, because that helped me deal with my emotion better and how to put it in music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It was definitely from where we were from, North Philadelphia, in the 90s at the time and whatnot. Growing up the way we did, a lot of us did, absent father homes.
Right.
We dealt with a lot of issues that we couldn't communicate, or we felt that we couldn't communicate with each other. You know, so rap was a way to communicate what we've seen, what we've been through, and I think that's what's lost on today's rap. It's not really authentic. They're not speaking from personal experience.
Right.
It's more so what people want to hear. And you know what I mean?
I don't think they want to think nowadays.
Nah,
like,
at all.
We used to have punchline bars. We still have stories and shit. I think it's getting back to that, but... It was at a time, I think we needed that little goofy time because people just wanted to have fun for a minute. Yeah, I mean, but the truth, the real, always come back to core, because hip-hop at core, we was releasing and expressing ourselves, our funds, and in different ways of living.
And people forget that hip-hop is a form of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
It's poetry, emotion, and...
I call it melodic poetry.
Oh, facts. And if you're not using it as it, the proper tool, mm-hmm. then... Real poets not gonna respect it.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
And real hip-hop artists, like, we not saying rappers. A rapper, like, yeah, you know how to rap, but an artist create. And that's what it is with poetry, like the words like that you use. Like back then, like you could use words, and it's like nowadays if you use a big word or something like that, it's like, oh, you're a backpack rapper. Except no, he's a poet, he's a real hip hop artist.
I'm gonna give a little backdrop history on where I started to rap. Love hip hop. First and foremost, I've always been, not to tap my own shoulder, a great writer. A story writer. When I was in school, my teachers used to compliment me often on my story writing because it was so in depth, and they didn't see that type of writing in that age group at that time.
Right,
my page stuck out when they was grading pages.
Mm.
So I always had that in mind, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention rolling up next to my brother Keith, who was knee deep in hip hop back in the age of the early 90s when niggas was still on the corner, you know what I mean? Broughton Island, you know what I mean? Niggas was still on the corner down Broad Susquehanna and ciphers, you know what I mean? Spitting. And it was no camera back then.
Right.
Nobody thought of that yet. You know what I mean? To document what was going on.
Right.
But
that's what made it pure, made it genuine.
Oh, true indeed. True indeed.
Because you go word of mouth, and then it was like, oh, if you hear about them, it's like, oh, shit. And then when you finally see the person, like, the element of surprise is not like that no more.
No, it's not. There is no element of surprise.
No, I think the element of surprise is like, what's next? What's next? Is it so microwave?
Yeah.
So you have to figure out how to stay ahead, so you have to strategically do it. So a lot of people, they just put stuff out and they work hard, but you gotta put stuff up and then put it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To keep it, you gotta stay up with the Joneses. So it's a different strategic game, but it's like, it's so much of a rush. People wanna know your life now. They wanna know your story. You see what I'm saying? Like, they wanna know what you're doing. Like, if you walk into the store to buy some sneakers, your day to day. And I dig it, because back then it was like that for me, but it was like, you had to have a story, a life story, for me to be my favorite rapper. You gotta create.
You gotta suck me in a way.
Right, Paul.
I gotta recognize a little bit of myself in you. And that's basically what it is.
So
and that's the realness of it.
So dad was like more visual,
to
where they want to see your day to day, like the way they just don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So it could be like, basically your life is on screen, but you a star now. Now that you a star, but everybody can't handle being a star. So now you got, oh, it's this, it's that, but then you got other people that's like, no, this is good. You know what I mean? Because they can handle the pressure. That's like somebody that's a hustler, somebody that's a worker.
Pretty much.
Somebody that's a worker can't handle the hustle move, but somebody that's a hustler can't handle the work move. It's, you know what I mean?
That's why I give respect on both sides of the table, because, you know what I mean, life is hard. Regular life is hard. And people think sometimes when you got money or fame that it becomes easier. No. It's big was dead on. It's more money, more problems, more bills, more people at your neck, more debt. You know what I mean? But
especially for the average, because... Well, me with my, you know, I have like financial literacy and things like that. I don't feel like it's more money, more problems. I think it's just the way that we carry it. So if you have business and you're making a lot of money, but you're keeping it low key and your assets outweigh your liabilities and your expenses aren't high.
Yeah.
Like say if, all right, you're making 10 million, right? But your expenses every month is only 100,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're making 10 million, like say that we just averaging, like you just saying 10 million a month or 10 million a year. No, we're gonna say 10 million a year, but your expenses is like 10,000 a month.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot more money to, you know what I mean, save, put up, invest, reinvest, and you ain't gotta go big, but if you want to, you can.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But it is like more money, more problems in the sense of I guess, status, what you want to do in life, because it changes. And that's what we express it in music a lot of times, like. People gotta understand hip hop is like this culture. It's real, real. It's awesome. You know what I mean? It's I'm feeling this beat right now.
Yeah, man.
But it's you know, hip hop is more than music. It's culture. That's where we come from.
That's where we come from.
Yeah, so it's like the struggles and all that. I say, what struggles? Because I see the cup is half full. It's always what I learned, how I maneuvered through it, how we got through it. Yeah, man, so this is our segment, man. Hip hop.
Peace out.
Peace out. I think that.